December 30, 1902. One act contrary to the divine will is sufficient to destroy the work of Jesus in the soul. As I was in my usual state, I seemed to see the Most Holy Trinity, as if they wanted to resolve what they should do with the world, and I was in their midst. It seemed that they were saying, "If most fierce scourges are not sent to the world, everything is over for it concerning religion, and they will become worse than barbarians themselves." And while they were saying this, it seemed that wars of every kind, earthquakes destroying entire cities and diseases were coming down upon earth. On seeing this, all trembling, I said, "Supreme Majesty, forgive the human ingratitude. Now more than ever the heart of man has rebelled, but if man sees himself being mortified he will rebel even more, adding outrages upon outrages against your Majesty." And a voice coming from their midst said, "Man can rebel when he is merely mortified, but when he is destroyed his rebellion ceases. Here we speak not of mortification, but of destruction." After this, they disappeared, but who can say how I was left? More so, since I felt as though a disposition for wanting to go out of this state of suffering, and a will not perfectly conformed to the divine volition. I could see with clarity that the ugliest offense that the creature can give to the Creator is to oppose His most holy will. I felt pain for this, and I greatly feared I might be doing an act contrary to His will. But in spite of this I could not quiet myself. Then, after I struggled very much, my adorable Jesus came back and told me, "My daughter, many times I delight in choosing souls, surrounding them with divine fortitude in such a way that no enemy may enter into them. I establish in them my perpetual dwelling, and in this residence of mine I lower myself, one could say, to the most minute services. I clean her up, I pull out all thorns from her, I destroy all the evil that the human nature has produced in her, and I plant in her all the beautiful and good things that can be found in me, to the extent of forming the most beautiful garden of my delights, to be used at my pleasure and according to the circumstances of my glory and of the good of others. So much so, that it can be said that she no longer has anything of her own, but serves only as my dwelling. Now, do you know what it takes to destroy all this? One act contrary to my will. And if you oppose my will you will do all this. And I, Lord, I fear that my superiors may give me the obedience of the other time. And he, this is not your business. I myself will deal with them, but your will is not present here." In spite of this I could not calm down, and I kept repeating in my interior, "What a dismal change has taken place in me. Who has separated my will from the will of my God, which seemed to be one?"